Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her Republican Party rival Donald Trump make their closing arguments Sunday to persuade last-minute undecided voters and rally their bases to turn out on Election Day Tuesday. Clinton spoke Saturday in Philadelphia.
When your kids and grandkids ask you what you did in 2016, when it was all on the line, I want you to be able to say, I voted for a better, fairer, stronger America where everybody has a chance at the American dream.
Clinton will also visit New Hampshire on Sunday. Trump has a busier schedule Sunday, visiting locations that have traditionally voted for Democrats. Trump has been painting a dark picture of what the country will look like with his opponent at the helm.
If she were to win this election, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis. In that situation, we could very well have a sitting president under felony indictment and ultimately a criminal trial.
Trump speaking Saturday in Nevada. A U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Syrian fighters has launched an operation to retake the Islamic State group's Syrian bastion, Raqqa. A commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, in Ain Issa, 50 kilometers north of Raqqa, announced the start of the campaign Sunday. The SDF is dominated by the main Syrian Kurdish fighting force known as the People's Protection Units, or YPG. This is VOA News. Iraqi troops inside the embattled city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday on the city's eastern front, where Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods. On Saturday, an Iraqi general said his forces trying to encircle the city had driven Islamic State extremists out of a key town on the city's southern front, and Kurdish forces confirmed that Iraqi flags are now flying from buildings there near Mosul's airport. The advance on Haman al-Alil followed an advance by Iraqi special forces against Mosul's eastern perimeter. Officials in the Indian capital shut down schools, halted construction activity, and closed a coal-fired power plant temporarily as alarm bells were sounded about the deadly haze of air pollution that has shrouded the city this past week. The emergency measures came amid rising calls for an urgent response to dangerous pollutants in New Delhi's hazardous air, which have spiked more than 30 times the safe limit set by the World Health Organization. This man speaks about the pollution.
I've been a citizen of Delhi for 30 years. Never have I felt this way. Especially you're on the ground level, it's better. You go up to a third story, fourth story roof, you have to take three steps backwards.
Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal announced Sunday schools will be shut for 3 days, all construction halted for 5 days, and a power plant will be closed for 10 days. He said roads will be doused with water to settle dust that is a huge contributor to the city's toxic air. Nicaraguans are set to vote Sunday in a presidential election that polls indicate will most likely reelect President Daniel Ortega. MNR Consultants National Poll cites 69.8% of those surveyed plan to vote for Ortega and his leftist Sandinista National Liberation Front Party, compared with 8.1% for right-wing opposition candidate Maximino Rodriguez. MNR said another 15.5% of those polled call themselves independents or refuse to answer the survey. British Prime Minister Theresa May arrives in India on Sunday on her first bilateral visit outside the European Union to lay the groundwork for stronger trade ties post-Brexit with the world's fastest-growing major economy. But India will press the British leader on tighter visa rules that have diminished the number of Indian students going to British universities, and that could also impact Indian professionals in the country. Ahead of the visit, the British leader said the trip was about expanding our horizons and forging stronger partnerships. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.